Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, what a small business learned about relationships and customer needs by visiting a remote Canadian village 30 miles from the Arctic Circle. A chat with the co-owner of Northern Toboggan Company. After this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. What can traveling to remote regions of northern Canada and meeting with Aboriginal groups of people teach you about small business? A lot. If you're Northern Toboggan Company, a Minnesota firm that makes wooden toboggans and sleds, we're joined now by Gabriel Haran, co-owner and creative director. Gabriel, how'd this get started?
Well, really, it was my father. So my brother and I, who now are taking over the business, started as shop hands back in 1995, but really it was my father, who had a rich background in craftsmanship and carpentry, learned of an opportunity from his great uncle out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, who is actually an Oblate monk, who used to travel to remote regions in northern Canada, and he learned of this toboggan shortage, which is the traditional land vehicle in North America, and my dad was interested, and after a few years, he started went up and met his mentor in northern Manitoba, who taught him this centuries-old craft, and that's when Northern Toboggan and Sled at that time was started.
Wow. What does your dad say it took to launch this thing all those years ago? Because it's obviously different now than if you were to launch in 2018.
Oh, yeah. It's, I think... pigheaded focus and pursuit is probably the biggest thing. But he at that time, you're right. Like the resources were significantly different. I know he did a bunch of workshops, small business workshops, a lot of resources around the community, which is a small rural community in northern Minnesota. But today I think so much would be found online and YouTube and things like that. But he was really leveraging kind of the small business resources in the community, as well as, knocking on every door, via phone, in northern Canada, trying to find business. So kind of those two avenues was, hey, what is this small business thing? What are the systems and the housekeeping that I need to do regularly? Yeah. And, how do I start a customer base?
What was the big moment for the company when either your dad or you guys decided, you know what, this thing's going to work out after all? Like, did you land some big contract or something?
It's been this lifelong love affair of our family building this company, and my brother Jackson and myself, he was 15 when this company started. I was 10. We were shop hands, and I ended up going into kind of the sales marketing profession. My brother ended up becoming a manufacturing engineer. So we kind of fell in love with the business through our different lenses, right? So my brother's all about optimized manufacturing. He has a very big role in a very large manufacturing organization, which is part of his expertise. But I'm giving this background in that we had in 2016, we recognized that, hey, we're at this point where we have a ton of ideas, and as you probably have heard, Gordon, with family businesses, consensus can be tricky, especially when you're going from generation to generation.
Sure.
And so what we really realized is that, hey, we know that this thing, like we've been around this enough where we know that we can make this a more established business, something that can be live beyond, you know, our family. And, you know, what that really looked like is, you know, we need to figure out how we can take the reins and work on a transition strategy for the sled maker, our father. Because really, you know, and another thing you probably ran across is this, I think, pending epidemic of millions of small businesses and businesses in general owned by baby boomers. And how do you monetize, right? How do you shift that ownership into a retirement? And that was probably the biggest impetus. Is like, there's no way that we are going to let this thing die out after dad. It's just too big of a part of our legacy, and it also impacts the quality of life of our parents. So right. If there was a breaking moment, it was in 2016 when my brother and I and our wives went to this remote cabin and did this big whiteboarding session and just decided that it's go time.
Wow. That's fascinating. We're speaking with Gabriel Haran. He's the co-owner and also creative director of Northern Toboggan Company, which is based in Warroad, Minnesota. So there must have been conversations between you and your brother where you said, you know, dad is so old school, he has no idea what's going on. And then on the other side of the company, your dad is going, these young guys think they know it all, right? I mean, how did the two ideas come together?
Well, I am the passionate, emotionate one of the bunch, the younger brother. And my brother is just very level-headed, very, very logical. And I think he is the, well, I don't think, I know he is the glue that keeps it all together. So I think that he's just very patient and very communicative and works well with my dad very well. My dad and I are, I always joke that, you know, we're the most stubborn people in the world. I don't know who's one or two, him or I, but you know, so it's a daily thing, Gordon. It's really nothing that we've got conquered. You know, I think that the personalities and the family roles actually have played out really well for us in how we handle that clash of the old and new school.
Well, I would imagine admitting it is probably a help too. What did you get into? I mean, is getting into retail stores, is that important? Is it the craftsmanship? Like, what's important here?
Yeah. Yeah, so to give you a quick little overview of where our key markets are, you know, our first couple years is we really brought in some methodology around understanding our customer base. And so our traditional business, the business that my dad, you know, learned from his Northern Manitoba mentor, Milton Chaboyer, is just think of them as big cargo sleds. Like, these sleds can have, you know, 5 caribou on them, drug across the tundra, whether there's snow or not. I mean, these are means of transportation that the First Nations people and people who live on the land in some of the most remote and toughest climates in North America rely on. And so there's the traditional cargo toboggan. And what my brother and I did that first year in 2016 is my dad has an incredible relationship with his Dene Native community right in the Arctic Circle in Northwest Territories. And we finally recognized, like, hey, we need to go up there and witness firsthand what their life is like. You know, dad has an incredible relationship with them, but we really need to go and get our arms around the size of the market and is there anything, you know, some development that we can do to optimize this customer base. And so we traveled about 6 flights in a couple of days, and we ended up landing within this remote community in Northwest Territories, and it's, like I said, is about 50 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. And this community, Colville Lake, is about 200 Dene people, and they've been living in this region for thousands of years, and the toboggan has been a very important part of that history. And so we were actually welcomed by the past chief, who'd been the chief for 30 years, who my dad had worked with, Chief Richard. And he gave us this incredible experience. We went on the land. He really taught us about the symbiotic relationship that they have with it, with nature and the community. And they refer to our father as an elder, wow. And which is in Native, you know, heritage and tradition. I mean, that's the utmost kind of respect you can give it.
That's something.
And so really, oh man, it was just incredible, right? Like, there was a day we spent on the land. Like, I could talk, you know, well more than time you have on that. But, you know, really my point with that was, hey, there's this cargo traditional sled that is super important for people's livelihoods. And that's really part of our mission, to uphold that tradition and that livelihood. But we really recognize with that trip and the work that followed in the last couple of years is it's a pretty small market, right? And our dad did a phenomenal job at identifying key players, starting conversations, and really there wasn't a ton of untapped market. However, we did see that there was some potential there. So there's really this wholesale distribution, a long-winded answer to your question. There's a wholesale distribution channels that we have to kind of snowmobile distributors and actually direct to some of these indigenous communities. And we sell them wholesale and they distribute it for those regions. And then we have about 40% of our business historically has been our e-commerce business. And so we've translated this centuries-old craft to make the best recreational wooden sleds that have ever been made. And we've really done a great job of creating this window to the world and showing who we are. People are fascinated with a family in the Northwoods in northern Minnesota extending this centuries-old process. And so, you know, that's one of the core competencies that we've really identified is, hey, we need to build this storytelling machine. And we're not manufacturing stuff here. This is just genuinely who we are. And people attach to that, and there's a ton of value. And they're really looking, to get the best sleds money can buy, but also support kind of this story. So really our two channels have been wholesale distribution for the cargo sleds and then the recreation. We're starting to get in some storefronts. We're actually thinking of creating our first storefront in the coming 12 to 24 months.
Wow. Okay.
And then we also acquired a snowshoe company last year, which is another wholesale distribution, which has an opportunity for us to tie into retail. So that's a long-winded, you know, answer to, I think, the question you're trying to get at.
Do you sell to individual customers? Can you go on your website and just buy a sled for the family or toboggan for the family?
Yep, absolutely. When I say e-commerce, that's kind of what I refer to there. Yep.
Gotcha. Very good. Would you sell?
Maybe someday, once we build it to the vision that is just burned in the back of our minds. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. We surely want to build a sustainable business and, you know, just a great employer to our community. But there's a lot of stipulations that would come with selling this business, just given how tight it is to our family.
Thanks, Gabriel. Gabriel Haran, co-owner and creative director of Northern Toboggan Company in Warroad, Minnesota.
Look into any great business, whether it's a manufacturer or a hotel, a store, school, or hospital. Look into each and every one of them, and you'll find the same thing. Great people. At Kronos, we believe that great businesses are powered by great people. And with Kronos Workforce Solutions, we'll help you find them, keep them, and engage them. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.